This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. Hill Notes before that at 9:20. So still plenty of time to leave a voice note for us on the Odyssey app. You will see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and click on that and talk to your heart's content. And we will pick the best of the Hill Notes and play those back coming up. We should open up the Window World of Boston weather window in the studio if we could, Shime. Even though our chief meteorologist is off for weeks, maybe months, on some kind of a long time vacation, Shime, we're in a heat advisory. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, Greg, that heat advisory kicks in at 11 a.m. this morning. It's currently 79 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today is 89. It's cloudy out right now, but the sun is going to start peeking through soon, and it is going to get hot, hot, hot today. Going to feel like upper 90s, even though the temperature is only going to get to about 89.
Okay. Quick note. The amount of people who listen to this show who are like you and are obsessed with H.H. Holmes, first serial killer ever in America, is somewhat concerning to me. The facts are coming in on the Subaru of New England text line. Mm. Apparently, he was born in New Hampshire.
Really? People want to talk Holmes?
They want to talk H.H. Holmes with you. You should do some kind of a Reddit. Some kind of a serial killer Reddit.
Anything about H.H.
Like
Holmes.
Yes.
Well, we can do a podcast.
This is Joe from Weymouth. Hello, Joe.
Hi, good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up, Joe? What's on your mind?
All right. What's on my mind is, I'm no baseball bred, but I think I have the qualifications anyway to at least speak, since you and I are the exact same age and I've never lived anywhere else except in Weymouth. But here I have to respectfully disagree with him as far as Durant, and you got to give something up to get something back, and Durant has the term and Ryan has the term, and let me tell you why. So here's the deal. I love Durant just as much as the next guy. You know, I love his enthusiasm, his Wally thing, his the way he dabs up the guys behind the wall pregame and all that good stuff. Yeah. But the thing is, the starting outfield next year is Roman Anthony, Sadon Raphael in center, and Abreu in right. It's as simple as that. And Durant is not going to stick around to be a platoon player next year. So, I mean, as much as I hate to part with him, it is what it is. You know, the three young studs of the lineup for next year, that's the outfield. So,
some talk of Raffaella moving to the infield, and so
he doesn't want to do that, though.
Right.
He told Pete Abraham from the Boston Globe that he wants to stay in center field.
Right, and they're saying he's like, I forget where, it might have been Jones and Keith that were talking about this, but some ESPN baseball writer had him as one of the best center fielders in baseball. So he's gonna, looks like he has a chance to be a gold glover in center field. Why would you move a guy like that to the infield when you obviously have Christian Campbell and down, and I know he's down in the minors, but why would you move a guy who is such a good defender for you to move him into the infield? And that's why I said, what are the Red Sox going to do with Duran in the offseason? If you're going to like look to trade him.
But you're going to get more value for him in the offseason than you're going to get right now, being up against the deadline, and everybody knows that you need pitching. Like I mean,
right? But if you know that you're going to move on from anywhere, and if that value you could get now can help you potentially win a World Series, then you do that, and you say, you know what? Maybe we did leave a little bit on the table trading him before the trade deadline. Then in the offseason. But that trade helped us win a World Series, and the guy that we got back is, you know, a big part of why we're able to win that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand people really like Duran, and they think that he's better offensively than he's shown so far this season, but you do just have an excess at that position, and you need help with pitching, and I don't know if prospects will be enough. Like, I'm not in the weeds enough to know if some of these other clubs, what they're looking for, if prospects are going to be enough to trade somebody who's going to be a number two in a rotation or even a number three. Like, yeah, maybe for a number four or five pitcher, 41-year-old, like they're talking about coming from Baltimore, but not with what you really need.
I mean, Brett brought it up, but you can probably get Nathan Eovaldi for prospects. Like, would that not make you happy?
Of course it would. Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah, that would definitely, I think, make a lot of
people. It meets all your needs. You're able to keep Duran on the team and bring in a legitimate pitcher to add to your rotation.
Right, but if you're able to bring in like Brett said, with Joe Ryan, who is more than a legitimate pitcher, is like, you know, maybe a one-ish on some teams, but here he's your legit number two. When you want that? And then you have control of him.
You have control of him for 2 years.
Right. That's, and I mean, Eovaldi has a 1.58 ERA. Like, he is also that. Right. He is equal to that. Right. And you don't have to give up Duran. It's like a win-win.
But you're going to give up Duran anyways in the offseason.
You just want to give up Duran.
You're going to give.
But you could get more for him in the offseason.
Right. You're not going to keep. Are you going to keep Duran in next season?
Well, they have. They wanted to. But, I mean, they signed him for long term. I mean, the guy, as Mego said earlier, he was an all-star. I mean, he's having an off year offensively, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what they're going to do with Duran. It feels like it would be between somebody like him or Abreu, and Abreu is 26, has more power with the home runs so far this year, maybe has a brighter future. Like we've talked about before, it kind of comes down to, are you betting on the guy who you've seen from Duran over the next couple of years, or who you think Abreu's going to be over the next couple of years?
But my question to them is, why haven't you signed Duran already then? If you feel like he's a big part of your future and he is what he looked like last year, why wouldn't you have
signed? What do you mean?
Like, he's basically been on one-year deals. Like, they haven't given him a real contract, so why wouldn't you have signed this guy like a Christian Campbell or like a Sadon Raphael?
Christian Campbell's got like that super early.
No.
I feel like nobody really has
that
deal.
Okay, so why hadn't they give Duran one of these veteran contracts that you would say, like, all right, he's going to be here for the next 6-7 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're probably going to trade him in the offseason, right?
Right.
Like,
so
that's the point.
Right, so I guess that's the point that I'm making. They don't see him as part of their future.
But isn't it better to have a guy like Eovaldi and Duran on this team if you're trying to push for a World Series?
Right.
Than to have Joe Ryan?
Like, listen, to me, I agree with you.
It's an easy.
But Brett also said that Texas, I don't know, are they going to be willing to give up Eovaldi? It seems like
Ryan. Right around 500. So.
It seems like Joe Ryan wants to be on the first thing smoking to get out of Minnesota.
He's like, send me anywhere. I love Minnesota, though. Love Minnesota.
July is such an exciting time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.